If we look at the cover of this audio recording, we will see the Golden Prayer. The three lilies in each corner signify purity. The largest lily represents the purity of the Virgin Mary. The two smaller lilies signify her children devoted to her Immaculate Heart. The streaming rays of light signify the triumph of the Virgin Mary's Immaculate Heart in the world and at the hour of a consecrated soul's death. The golden initial of the prayer, when seen in color, signifies that when a soul practices its personal consecration, the prayer becomes as precious as gold in the eyes of the Virgin Mary. The golden border surrounding the image and prayer signifies the protection the Virgin Mary grants to her children devoted to her Immaculate Heart. The gold line surrounds spiritually all consecrated souls, making it impossible for the desires of worldly things and the forces of evil to lead them astray. For those who recite this prayer daily, the entire image and prayer reflect the Virgin Mary's purity, a virtue she wants all her children to practice. Since our Mother is the Queen of Purity, every offense committed against this virtue hurts her heart in a cruel and painful way. Souls devoted to her Immaculate Heart should openly state that only the pure of heart shall be close to God. Consecrated souls, in union with all their brothers and sisters throughout the world, will endeavor to see Jesus present in everyone they meet. Their daily life will thus become a continuous act of love for God and neighbor. All consecrated souls must practice the following virtues so dear to our Mother's Immaculate Heart: purity, chastity, humility, patience, charity, obedience.